250 people living in extreme poverty in the Ada East District have benefited from the Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty Leap program. Each head in a household received not less than 140 Ghana cedis. Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, who monitored the disbursement of the money to the beneficiaries, advised them to make judicious use of the funds given them. She also distributed relief items such as blankets, toothpaste, sandals and plastic cups to help ease their hardship and make life bearable. Cynthia Boateng's report.
140 Ghana cedis may seem little, but for the 250 people in Azizakwe, Alopem, Afleve and Pretukwenya in the Ada East District, it is a sigh of relief from their hardship. Majority of the beneficiaries are old, yet taking care of dependents and others who are bedridden with no source of income. One of them spoke to Radio Ghana about what they intend to use the money for.
What is your name?
I am David Kodu Amagayimbo.
What are you going to use the money for?
I will use it to cater for my grandchildren. They are three, plus my own. One in secondary. I use the money to pay their exam fees and then for a PTA, and then even food. It will help me a lot because I'm living, so this money will help me to make the children, the grandchildren, better. Move in education and then in the house. Even if you are sick, I can take them to hospital easily.
The LEAP program is under the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection. This is why the sector minister, Nana Oyelitha, personally saw to the disbursement of the money. She educated the beneficiaries to ensure transparency and equity. She explains the criteria for being on the LEAP program and the source of funding.
One of the criteria for being on LEAP is that your children should attend school. So sometimes we get the education officers coming to also do sensitization on sending the kids to school.
How about challenges? Do you have any?
Challenges, like you can see, the information, they are not aware. Some of them told you they are not even aware of how much they are receiving. That's why we are going to do electronic payments. So in some of the districts and communities, we've given them mobile phones. About 1,000 of them have mobile phones. So the money is just loaded on to their mobile phone and e-switch. So for the next payment for Ada, we'll be using e-switch because of the problems we're having with the Ghana Post. You see, they were late. We had to wait for about 2.5 hours and they were not here.
Nana Oyelitha said the program, which started in 2008 with 1,640 beneficiaries, now has 90,000 beneficiaries. She gave the assurance that the program will be sustained to help eradicate extreme poverty across the country.